Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson and Danny Lauer is here with me today. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Megan.
And today we're going to be discussing the topic of mentoring and more specifically what it's like to work with a professional mentor. So professional mentors, just to kind of define that a little bit, these people can be very beneficial to your career and to your personal growth and all of that good stuff because they often assist with guidance on career decisions, expanding your network, receiving feedback, and really a lot more. So not to mention gaining insight from someone with experience in your field, which is always helpful. So according to multiple studies, individuals with mentors are actually promoted 5 times more often than those without mentors, which I found fascinating.
Yeah, that's
5 times.
Significant.
That's big. And the reason that is mentorship really does facilitate skill development, leadership growth, which of course those things are going to increase the likelihood of career progression.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what exactly is a mentor? And so we can define this in a couple of different ways, but really when it comes down to it, a mentor is someone who's experienced in a certain area that you're interested in growing within yourself. This person is going to provide guidance, advice, and support to help someone else, hopefully you.
Exactly.
Develop professionally. It could be someone who helps you develop personally or a little bit of both. And this, you know, we think about a mentor, they share their expertise. Maybe they're sharing their network with you, maybe insights on how to navigate challenges, make decisions, grow towards whatever goal you might have set for yourself.
Like it really is accountability, right? Like you have this person who you can bounce your ideas off of, who can keep you on track.
Yeah. Kind of just like a big brother, or big sister.
Yeah, exactly.
Helping you out, right. Making sure you're, you know, doing the things that you're saying that you want to do.
Totally.
And really these relationships can be formal, you know, think structured, goal oriented, or maybe more informal. Maybe you're just having an organic conversational type of relationship with somebody that you want to learn from. So while there's a lot of different types of mentors, today in this episode, we're going to focus more on the aspects of professional mentors.
Awesome. Yes, we are so excited to do this. And to help us with this topic, we are going to be bringing in a very special Laker alum here to speak with us, Jermel Eddy. Jermel currently serves as the Director of Business Growth for Spring GR, which is a business accelerator program where he assists entrepreneurs in creating, growing, and scaling their business. He has over 10 years of business experience in the food and beverage industry, both as a retailer and wholesaler of Malamaya Juice Bar and the Malamazing Juice Company. He is a highly sought after business advisor, business coach, and speaker. Jermel has been the recipient of many community and state awards, and he has been featured on Michigan Public Radio's Stateside and PBS's Under the Radar. He is a proud member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. His vocational sweet spot is the intersection of faith, business, and community development. He believes that people and their experiences are the community's strongest assets. So we are so lucky to have Jermel speak with us today, and we know you're going to learn a lot from this interview. So now I'm going to actually turn it over to you, Danny.
Awesome. Thanks, Megan. Great. Well, hi, Jermel. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we will just dive right into some questions. So to get us started, can you share a little bit about your own journey with mentorship?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of us, if we're honest, we've had mentors like our entire lives, whether it's a parent, it could be a sibling, a neighbor. And so I mean, I can think back to, I would say my first mentor probably was my cousin. And in my immediate family, she's kind of known as the one who helped teach me how to read. Mm-hmm. Now, she was older. So I would say she definitely mentored me in that way. And then I look around my neighborhood growing up and there was, you know, definitely some older men there who seemed to, in my mind, had it going on, you know. And I would definitely watch them and ask questions and they would give me, you know, guidance and whatnot. But overall, I would say, you know, as a young adult and as an adult, I've oftentimes looked to individuals that I would say, looking back, were mentors. I don't think I used that framework or that word at the time, but they were definitely individuals who I could speak with, ask questions to, get some real, like, sound life wisdom, but also career wisdom.
Yeah. And I think that's such a good point, is you might not always have used the term mentor, but that's not to say that they didn't serve that role in your life or provide that guidance that you were seeking at the time. So what advice do you have for someone who's looking for a mentor but isn't sure where to start, and maybe thinking more on the professional side of things? What would you say to them?
Well, first I would say that, you know, for me, mentorship on that professional side, honestly, I would say I've had mentors who I never met. And what I mean by that is there's been books that I've read. There have been podcasts that I've watched. And, you know, I think about, it's kind of funny, I would say one of my mentors is Brené Brown, right?
Never met her.
Yes. Ever. but I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my girl, Brené, you know, just reading some of her books because they hit home. So first and foremost, you know, to me, that's a form of mentorship. But when it goes to, you know, professional, even career mentors, I would say that, you know, for individuals, it's like really looking at your circle and see who you're connected with. Yep. And, you know, in some instances, maybe it's a parent of a friend who you see, okay, they're doing something there. Maybe they're in the C-suite and you have the thought process that you want to be in there. You know, reach out to them, talk with them, see if you can grab coffee. But I really think a lot of those type of professional mentorship relationships happen organically with something like that. I remember I had one gentleman who wanted me to mentor him, and I was like, no, I'm good. And it wasn't because of him. It was like I had someone who I was mentoring, and I'm not one of these individuals that are like, oh, I got 50 mentees. I'm like, I want to do, you know, great with one or two. And he said, well, I'm going to call you and bug you. And so he will call every so often. But it was like on a regular basis every so often.
Sure.
And then one day he told me, he said, I remember when you told me no, but I figured I'd figure out a way to get it anyway. And so he did. So he'd call me, hey coach, I got a question. I'd answer it and hang up and keep it going. But that was his way of still getting what he wanted, even though I said no. So he was very persistent with that. I respect that so much.
Yeah, that's really, I love that. And I love that a mentor can be somebody you don't even know, just a person you're following their books or their podcasts, or somebody in your circle. And you kind of touched on this with the last question, but how does someone approach a person who they're interested? You know, you said call, or like, what would that look like? And maybe if it's somebody you don't really know that well, but you're wanting to get to know, how would you
mean, I would still try to figure out a way to set up a call, set up a you know, everybody's doing coffee. Usually people want to do coffee with me, for instance, and it's like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock, and I've already had my morning cup of coffee or two. So I'm like, we got to figure something else out.
Sure.
You know, can we do ice cream? You know?
Yeah.
but I would say, you know, really reaching out to an individual and introducing yourself, and really be, I would say, open to what you're looking for. As I'm looking for someone that can help guide me in this or help guide me in that. I remember years ago, I reached out when I had my juice bar. I reached out to Bob Fish, the co-founder and CEO of Bigby Coffee. Liked their growth. And so I sent him a message on Facebook. And I remember it started off with, hey, this is Jermell Eddy. I'm the, you know, owner and founder of this Malamai Juice Bar. Yeah, I went through all of that stuff. And then I complimented their business and their growth strategies. And I said, hey, I would love to just get some of your wisdom and some of your advice. And so that could be, you know, me sending, if you're open to it, you a couple questions to answer, or you can send me 3 bullet points. We can talk over the phone. I think I went through the list, and I was like, or even, you know, if I would love a face to face. And then I ended it saying, you know, you probably don't respond to your own messaging. You may have an assistant to do it, but if you get this, please reach out. Sure enough, he reached out and was like, by the way, I do respond to my own stuff, and this is me, and awesome. I want to invite you to our home office in East Lansing. And so I got to meet him, talk with him, get some advice. And then he told me this. He says that he said, I will always give someone that first meeting. But based on how they respond to any, you know, quote unquote homework or assignment, whatever you want to call it, he said, then I'll determine if having another meeting is worth my time or theirs. And so he gave me the second meeting. The second time, though, he was like, I would love to meet your wife, you know, and that was totally different.
Yeah.
And we went up there, and again, so we've been friends with the Fish family for, man, at least about 9 years, 8 or 9 years.
That's so
so
cool.
But it started with just reaching out, you know, almost like cold calling. I tell people, no one is safe from me. If there's if there's something, some knowledge or something that someone has that I want, I'm going to reach out and be pretty persistent. However, if it doesn't happen, I'll find some other resources to get some of their knowledge again, whether it's following their podcast or their Facebook pages or something like that.
Yeah. And I think that's a great mentality. Like, you don't have anything to lose.
Exactly.
Right? When you send that email, make that phone call. Mm-hmm. So why not?
Reach out,
see what happens.
Yeah.
It's you could have an 8-9 year long friendship results from that. Mm-hmm. That's
yep, very exactly, cool. Exactly. Exactly. And again, I just enjoy that, I think that's just really respecting that human element of, yeah, just reaching out, you know, not necessarily having to go jump through a whole bunch of hoops. And then also what it was for me too, was to just not have no fear. Again, the worst situation would have been that I would have been in the same predicament, which was never have talked to him. So I would have picked up a book.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And I like also that you name some specific things that you reached out to him for that reason.
Yeah.
And so naming like, this is what I'm seeing in you that I'm interested in learning or I want to find out this specific thing.
Yes.
I think people respond to that really well.
Yeah. I mean, I learned a long time ago that nobody wants to return your call to pick their brains. Like, period. Like, picking someone's brain costs money.
Yeah.
However, when people ask that question or make that statement, they're wanting it for free. They want you to come and download everything that you know about X, Y, and Z. And that's just not the best approach. It's better to get super specific on, you know, maybe it's, for me, it was business growth and it was business growth, work culture, and customer service. Those are the three things that I really appreciated about the Big B franchise. And that's what I wanted to talk more about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. So I'm wondering, like, how do you navigate, like, maybe a challenge comes up in that relationship. Mm-hmm. How do you navigate that? When do you know maybe it's time that we stop meeting or move on from this type of mentor relationship? Anything there?
Yeah. I think that it would be as simple as starting off with a time frame, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't have to meet every day. You don't have to meet every week. It could be monthly.
Mm-hmm.
But as you seek to come to the end of that time frame, you may find out that actually you have more in common than not. And perhaps out of that mentor relationship, a friendship develops, a true friendship, a true relationship develops. And therefore, you know, you just kind of stay in touch in whatever way is best. Mm. And so it'd be maybe asking that person, hey, how can we continue to stay in contact and communication with each other? And it they might tell you, you know, yeah, just reach out, shoot me a text every so often. Or they may invite themselves to just shoot you a text message just to check on you. And I would say if there are any issues that may come up within that mentoring relationship, it's best to just talk it out, because I believe at that point there'll be opportunity and room for vulnerability. Again, shout out to Brene Brown on the vulnerability, where, you know, true healing comes through vulnerability.
Yep.
And I believe that in those mentoring relationships, that's where something like that can happen at. And therefore, you come out on the other side being a better person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. And I think that almost rolls into the next question I have for you, which is really about those unexpected benefits. I mean, you spoke to friendship, vulnerability, anything else that comes to mind about, you know, something you maybe didn't expect out of a mentorship relationship that you had?
I would say, honestly, one might be a unofficial therapy session.
Sure.
You know, I've had I had a mentor, and honestly, again, I told you before, I never really used the word mentor and mentoring, but I had someone that, like, in public, like talking to people, I'd be like, oh, so-and-so is my mentor. Oh, he's one of my mentors. But when I thought about it, I honestly had never really brought any situations to him. Again, vulnerability. I had never been vulnerable in bringing situations to him. And then had a little something happen and started talking to him, reached out to him, met him at his office. And I think he probably, he took it pretty serious, probably because I had never talked to him in that way with those type of things. And so went to him and met and got great marriage advice and got some great career advice. And I remember the one thing he told me, he said, sometimes in life you may have to choose on importance important things. And so is it business career, or are you going to put your marriage and your family first?
Wow.
You know, and I mean, if you know anything about my story, mm-hmm. I closed my business after 10 years,
yep.
you know, so it's clear what I chose. Yeah. And it was through that mentoring, but I would even say more than mentoring, it was more like unspoken counseling for a brief moment where I was able to kind of clear the fog and the smoke to really see what I truly wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. And truly probably didn't expect that to happen,
right.
But what a decision making, like, I don't even know how to word this, but like the way that they allowed you to help you mm-hmm. make that decision, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, it's kind of like asking questions and you hear yourself answering, or, you know, there's those extended pauses which allow you to reflect or shrink back or whatever that is, but it's there. I would also say another bonus or benefit would be social capital. As you spend time with someone, especially, you know, professionally, they begin to know you, they get to know you a little bit. And therefore, when they're when they have the opportunity to say something about you, they will, even in rooms that you're not at. And so I believe that out of mentoring, your name can be brought up or your presence can be brought up in rooms and in conversations and circles that you have no idea, you know, what's happening. But you'll benefit on the back end when someone maybe randomly reaches out to you. Maybe it's a job offer or a contract or whatever. But it was because said person could vouch for you because they were able to spend enough time with you where they know your heart, they know your mind, and they know your passion.
Yeah. Yeah. Your network really expands when you have people speaking on your behalf in rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
I love that. All right. Just two more questions.
Sure.
Kind of rapid fire. What is one book or resource you'd recommend for someone who's just looking to grow professionally? So super open-ended, but maybe one that's really helped you on your journey.
Yeah, I would say, and this is going to be interesting, but there's a book, I can't think of the other co-author, but it was a book that Oprah co-authored called, What Happened to You? And that book really gets into trauma, like in terms of like a lot of times we ask the question of other people and ourselves, like, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
But in that book, it goes a step further and says, well, what happened to you? And so it's on trauma, but it helped me professionally because I was able to do two things. One, dig deep within myself to say, okay, I'm doing these things, or I've been told about these things. Now I got to understand what happened to me to get me to that place. Why am I doing that? Something happened at some point in time. And I mean, that was like ripping off layers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, I would ask that same question of other people. Mm-hmm. So it could be a coworker who may be missing a mark, or a supervisor who I'm like, there's something about them I don't like. So I would, instead of saying, man, what's wrong with that person? It's like, what happened to that person? You know, and maybe it's as simple as what happened to them professionally. So maybe they had a supervisor or a boss or someone who scarred them, and now they're leading from their pain.
Sure.
And then that allows me to then, in some ways, mentally be on equal footing. Like, okay, again, you know, I mentioned the human element. Now I can see that person for who they are, and recognize that they're flawed based off their situations or the history that they have, similar to me. Now we can kind of, I relate a little bit better. I become more compassionate towards them and myself.
Yeah, I love that piece of self-awareness. And we often forget that. I think we try to, like, keep our personal lives separate from our professional lives, but it's all,
you can't do it. I mean, even when I'm mentoring a lot of business owners and founders of startups and whatnot, and you can't separate your personal finance history from your current business history. You know, if you had a hard time growing up where, you know, maybe family struggled, you're going to be looking at money that you make in your business differently.
Sure.
And so again, all of this is intertwined. It really is. You can't be a great employee unless you dig deep into understand who you are and how you got to where you are. So it all goes together.
Yeah, I love that. All right, last question for you before we wrap up. What's a quick tip for our listeners around just building meaningful connections within their industry?
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think it starts off as a funnel. You know, you're going to start going to different events. You should go to different networking opportunities in your city, but also kind of in your profession, whether it's a conference or trade shows. Just do a Google search and see what's out there. And obviously you won't. Maybe you could be, but maybe you won't be friends with every single person in the room. But you can kind of narrow it down and have your eye on one or two people. Or, you know, when you're at a table at a gala or something like that, you're sitting there with someone you don't know. Kind of keep your ears and eyes open to see, is there someone you're sitting next to or in your immediate area that you might be able to connect with on a deeper level? Maybe they're in an industry that's similar, or they could be someone who retired from an industry that you're in, and they may have something that you can connect on and you want to learn from their gained experience. So I think it's always being open. And I talk about the funnel because it starts really huge at the top, really wide. And then as you press a little bit further to see what it is you desire, you need, and what you want, it starts to get slimmer and slimmer. Mm-hmm. And maybe at the end, you end up with a circle of maybe 3 or 4 people, but you were in the room with 2,000 people.
Sure. Yeah, that's great advice.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we end our episode today?
I would say you're never too old or too far in your career to have a mentor. Mm. And I truly believe that a mentor might be younger than you sometimes. It doesn't have to be someone older. It could be someone the same age, someone younger than you. So be open.
I love that. That's great advice. Thank you so much, Jermell, for joining us. And thanks to all of our listeners. We hope you enjoyed our episode and tune into a future episode soon.